It's Swan Wednesday. It's Swan Wednesday. And we love it.
We're going to run this town. It is the Vero Insider. I am your happy hostess with the most, this Anna Valencia Tillery, in the studio with some dynamic ladies offering an amazing wealth of venues and things to participate in, because we all know it's that time of year again where we are in full force. There is no shortage of events. And so with no further ado, let's introduce these gorgeous ladies. We've got Angela Dickens of Sebastian River Medical. And I'm telling you what you guys have been doing is honestly through the roof, so community oriented and so special. And you have a speaking seminar for ladies.
Yes.
That's upcoming.
Very popular event that we're repeating for our third year.
Oh, so it's like a tradition now.
Yes, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, tell me more.
It's called Chick Chat and Chocolate.
Well, that's just catchy.
Yeah.
Chick Chat and Chocolate.
Yes. Yeah, so as you can imagine, there's plenty of chatting and plenty of chicks that show up. And of course, we have chocolate.
It's indicative of the name. It was sort of in the title.
Yeah, we did a little bit of brainstorming on that one.
Very nice. So it's good use of alliteration, and it sounds delicious. So when is it?
Okay, so we have four events this year. First year, we started out with two. Last year, we did three. This year, we're doing four.
Yeah.
So the first one will be February 18th at 6 o'clock at Sebastian River Medical Center. And that's featuring Dr. Taryn Gallo, who's one of our gynecologists.
Oh.
For those Vero Beach folks, we are offering it again down at the Richardson Center. And that will be March 24th at 6 p.m. So she's doing the same event twice in two different locations. So it's, you know, you don't have to attend both. Just pick one or the other, whichever location's more convenient for you.
And the Richardson Center is out there at the Mueller campus for Indian River State College.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yep, right off of Route 60.
Chick Chat and Chocolate. Okay.
Yep.
So is there a cost to enjoy the seminar?
Nope. These are free. They just have to call and register. We have a 1-800 number. Which you can get off my website.
And that's at SebastianRiverMedical.com. Com. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then we also have two other events in this series, and that's presented by Dr. Megan Kammerer, and she's our new family practice physician. And she will be presenting at Sebastian River Medical Center on February 26th at 6 p.m. And then again on April 6th at 6 p.m. at the Richardson Center, once again at the IRSC campus.
At 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m., yes.
So this is nice because working ladies can still come out and be able to enjoy the information that's being shared. And in a comfortable environment, because obviously this is Chick Chat. So you're going to have other ladies.
Yes.
And you're calm and familiar with the questions that are going to arise.
And, you know, both of the physicians will be talking about women's health issues.
Precisely. Yeah.
Things that, you know, we don't need the guys around for
exactly.
That.
Exactly. We'll see you at 7:30 for dinner, maybe at the Tides, huh? Something like that. What do you think, Lisa?
Yeah.
One of our great feature pieces. Gosh, everything looked so good.
And should I just chime in?
I think you should. This is Lisa of Vero Beach Magazine. And talk about no shortage of great places that we can go sample. And of course, Vero Beach Magazine does a wonderful job of highlighting those.
Right. So anyway, it's Lisa Diggins, Vero Beach Magazine. And I just wanted to come say hello to Anna and all
Welcome.
Her listeners. And just talk a little bit about our January issue that's out on the newsstand.
It's beautiful.
And we are celebrating the Tides, their 15th anniversary.
Isn't that great?
And I
Good
think
for
it's
them.
A great
love those
restaurant
ladies.
Restaurant that people love to go to. It's one of the places in town where, you know, one of the old standbys people love to go to.
Yeah, you can never go wrong with it.
Exactly. And then speaking of food and fun, if I may.
Oh, please do, Lisa.
This is kind of our first Vero Beach Magazine sponsoring the Salty Seaside Social.
Now, ow,
say
ow.
That 10 times.
I know.
Salty Seaside Social. It's at the Village Shops, which is our new...
brand new loft location.
Exactly, out at the Village Shops. And we'd like to welcome anybody that's out there listening that'd like to come and have a margarita at the magazine. It's January 15th.
That's tomorrow.
Thursday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
5:30 to 7:30. And you're all invited. And we'd love for everybody to pick up a copy of our January issue. And
you're giving out complimentary copies of the January issue.
At the party. And one of the best on our cover for January is the St. Ed's 50th anniversary.
Isn't that spectacular?
It's really a great story.
It was a good story.
Founding fathers.
And mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're very excited about that. And
so this is all about celebrating. We're off to a good start. You know, 2015 is already strong. You can feel it in the air. The economy is better. People are genuinely seeming happier. And as a result, you know, we have all of these great things to take advantage of, different series in order to be able to be more aware of the things that are going on in our bodies and in our life. And then, of course, to have a venue in which you can celebrate mixing business with pleasure.
Right. And also, I'd like to chime
in.
We would like to offer to a lot of the nonprofit organizations in town the use of our village shops if they'd like to have some of their meetings there. We have,
how great is that?
We have like an open door policy where we're having a book club and you can come and just check out books and
reserve the room.
Absolutely. And a lot of events for our advertisers. So we just want to make it a real communal place for everybody in Vero Beach.
It's going to be like a community center, really. And it's convenient for Sebastian River Medical. I mean,
and
it's halfway up there.
I've been there several times.
I have indeed. Oh, it's just fun. It's bright. It's uplifting. And it's a great space to host a meeting. And I think that tomorrow's Salty Seaside Social, which is put on, you have to be an Oceanside Business Association member in order to host it. But it's open to the public and it's there for networking and for learning and for encouraging. You know, it's a 10-minute breakout session with some tips. And I love the twist of tips that you ladies are going to be doing. It's going to be fun. Yeah. There's some amazing door prizes.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But
I mean, several.
Now,
we're not going to tell. It is a secret, but it is a complimentary event where you're going to get a complimentary issue. But, you know, I have a quick question about the upcoming series. You say that there's the, two are going to be at the Richardson Center here in Vero, but then two also, they're at the Medical Center. Where do you host venues or seminars like that? At your venue?
At the hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a couple of meeting spaces in the within the cafeteria that walls kind of open up and make it a bigger area.
Ah.
Yes.
Lovely. So you can just go in the regular entrance.
Yes. Go in the main entrance. And if you're familiar with the hospital, head towards the cafeteria. And then we have a couple of meeting spaces right off of the cafeteria. But you go in through, that's how you access it, through the cafeteria.
I see. Yeah. You know, it really, have you been up there, Lisa? Have you?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's so user friendly. It's just the right size. It's not overwhelming. It's clearly labeled. Lots of signage.
Right.
You can't go wrong.
Easy to find.
Right. It is. It's easy to find. So right there off US 1. So that's very encouraging. Now, also, let's talk about some of the things that you do in the community from a standpoint that, I mean, you guys are just everywhere. There's not, the brand new billboards look great.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you have the bariatric treatment surgery as a big focus.
Right. The weight loss surgery program has really taken off. We started that back in 2009, mm-hmm. but we've really grown it. We've added another surgeon. So we've got two surgeons, a nurse practitioner. We're seeing patients from Okeechobee and Miami and up beyond Orlando. So we're pulling a lot of patients, not just from Sebastian and Vero, but, you know, several hundred miles away. They're coming here for their surgery. So Sebastian's definitely putting themselves on the map.
And I could see why, because it is such an approachable hospital that when you're dealing with a surgery and the need for something like that, you want the transition to be comfortable. I don't know how long they have to stay afterwards, but I assume at least a day.
Yeah, I think if you're doing well, it's just a quick overnight.
I think so, yeah.
If you know, you have a little bit more complications or you're medically complicated, it might be 2 days, but yeah, our program is geared to get you in, get you out, get you back on your feet and losing weight and feeling great again.
And enjoying it.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like to welcome Sebastian Medical Center as a new advertiser for Vero Beach Magazine.
Oh, well, thank you.
So we're really excited to have them.
Yeah, we're trying some new stuff out for 2015, mm-hmm. so thank you.
And that's really important, too, because when you are in a publication such as Vero Beach Magazine, where it's a quality piece that people want to take the time and actually read the articles. It's so great that when you're having seminar series and speaker series like this that's upcoming, to kind of give a little bit more of the details and to have an outlet in which to do that, aside from this amazing show at the Vero Insider with your happy host of the most, Anna Valenzi Tillery, to be able to elaborate on that. We are still a very reading-focused community, and that's not going away anytime
soon. Absolutely. Yeah. as the marketing director, I really try to spread it around with what marketing vehicles I use. So not just radio, but I use print, digital.
And in your programs that you've been talking about that are so great, we could also put in our editorial sections called New and Noteworthy.
Absolutely. Oh, it's a perfect
we'll
fit.
We'll definitely
perfect.
Talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, there's always a calendar of events, too, in the Vero Beach magazine towards the back there that's important. I mean, it's sort of like the who's who, if you will,
yes,
of events that one should attend, whether as a business or as an individual. I mean, season is
paid.
So busy this year.
Mark in the Park is next Saturday. And of course,
yes, that's this upcoming weekend.
Garden Fest. I could go on and on. There's
shout out also for the Sebastian Fine Arts Festival.
Oh, yeah, that's this Saturday.
That's this weekend. Yep. Pack Mail, your packaging and shipping expert, as well as White Glove, will be on site. So any piece of art that you find that you fall in love with that you might want delivered to your home because it just won't fit the car, or perhaps you want it shipped to a loved one and you don't want to deal with the logistics, we take it right from the show for you and handle it all. It's kind of effortless and a nice fit. It'll be our first time there, but it's got music, mm-hmm, and like it's a whole hoopla.
Yeah.
So I hope you come visit me because
I have
be
our
there.
Whole day planned out because my daughter and I will do that in Sebastian probably
excellent
from 10 to 1, and then we'll head down to Bark in the Park in the afternoon.
Oh, good.
So yeah, we have our whole day planned out on Saturday.
And then go back for the Frog Leg Festival that night.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
that's
it totally
right.
It's the same weekend.
That's right.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh my gosh.
Tastes like chicken. You'll be fine.
I've had it. They're good.
They're good.
Yeah,
you know. Do you dip it? I think that there should be some dipping for a frog leg.
I ate it like a wing.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like saucy wings. I'm just saying.
It's like the French restaurant in New York called La Grande Belle.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is frog legs in French.
Oh.
But it sounds so
It sounds
sexy.
So sexy.
Sounds so fancy.
No kidding. Ooh. Speaking of sexy, how about these nails? A little shout out for Foxy Nails, located
gorgeous
in the Fresh Market Plaza, open 7 days a week. We love them. Big supporters of the Vero Insider. Listen, there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. Don't go anywhere.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Vero scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach Magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com. With hurricane season, it's so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free of charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance, proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Oh, welcome back this glorious Wednesday. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery, and I'm in the studio with some lovely ladies. Lovely, lovely ladies that have so many amazing events and things going on. Of course, we'd like to give some credit to some of our sponsors. Blue Star Bourbon Bar, located in downtown Vero Beach. She's not here. I'm incredibly parched. But that's okay. She's open. Did you know that there is lunch, a dinner, and a late night dinner menu that Blue Star Bourbon Bar and Southern Kitchen is providing? So how awesome is that?
I'll have to go check that out.
Yes, live music every night. And I'm telling you, she has got some things on that menu for her Sunday brunch, open Sunday brunch, 2-for-1 Bellinis and Mimosas that are just so scrumptious. Little shrimp and grits. Get your little Southern kitchen on. I just love it. It goes perfect with that little peach Bellini.
That sounds good.
It is good. It is good. And of course, Sand Ridge Golf Course. You know, we were just getting ready to touch on the fact that Sebastian River Medical is having a heart health fair coming up. And golf is just a way of life for us here in Florida. I mean, you think about it. There's over 1,300 golf courses throughout our state. And Sand Ridge is literally one of the best public golf courses throughout all of Florida. And we're blessed to have them here. And they are supporters of our community. They help host all sorts of fundraisers for awareness and for immediate family to be able to bring in some funds for some of the challenges that come up. So just know that they're open daily and they got an app for that. Yeah, you can get your tea time on
my
your
husband
app.
Golfs there every Sunday.
Amazing. Does he?
Yep. Every Sunday morning he's
everything
out there.
Has an app.
Everything's got an app. Sand Ridge is so cutting
the
edge.
Store.
They are amazing. So your hubby's a big golfer, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big
so
time.
So he's basically going to live forever because he's getting exercise. And
well, he does take the cart.
Oh, that. Well, breathing in all that fresh air can never hurt you.
Well, there you go.
You know, as a mother, you always say that. Like, get out there, get some fresh air. I don't know what the remedy is, but it works every time. So please, my dear, tell us a little bit more, Ms. Angela Dickens of Sebastian River Medical Center, about this amazing...
The Heart Health Fair.
Heart Health Fair in February.
Yeah.
February is a big month for you guys.
Yeah, well, just this time of year is a big, big time of year for us.
So true.
But in the past, what our hospital used to do, we used to split up our health fairs. We used to do a men's health fair and a women's health fair. Mm-hmm. And we found over the last couple of years that the attendance at the men's health fair has really kind of fallen off. And a lot of the women would end up dragging their husbands to the women's health fair and kind of pull them through. So we thought, let's shake things up a little bit and change it around so that now this year we're providing the first heart health fair. February is Cardiac Awareness Month. And, you know, our hospital, we now have two fully operational cath labs. And what that means for the Sebastian community is we can handle pretty much any heart event that might happen to you or a loved one.
Wow.
The only thing we don't do is open heart surgery. But, you know, less than 10% of people or with heart issues end up having that. So rest assured that we can handle pretty much everything when it comes to cardiac care at Sebastian River Medical Center. So our focus this year is to share that information with the community so they have a better understanding of what we can do, what our capabilities are. Also, throughout the time frame, we're offering it from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 21st. And that will include lots of vendors, lots of tables where people can come in and get screenings and pick up information, lots of giveaways. We always have refreshments. And we want to offer cholesterol screening to the community because that's
great.
A big, huge part of cardiac
heart,
care, making
yeah.
sure that your cholesterol is within the guidelines. We'll also be offering blood pressure, BMI, height, weight, that sort of thing, a whole slew of cardiac screenings that can help you assess your risk for cardiac issues.
Wow, that is handy. All that in one convenient location on the 21st of February.
Yep, right at Sebastian River Medical Center.
And go in the front door.
Yes, yes.
Who's the sweet little greeter lady? I always see
well,
her.
Well, we have
they
multiple volunteers. Yeah, we have over 200 volunteers
oh,
at the
wow.
hospital. So
oh,
that's one of the most coveted positions is to work at the front door. So
greet them with a smile.
Yeah.
We love it.
And we have fabulous volunteers that do everything from, you know, running things back and forth. We have our messengers that run things from the ER down to pharmacy and back and forth and up to the floors and delivering flowers and cards. And,
aww.
You know, if a patient asks for a special, like a, you know, grilled cheese sandwich at 2 p.m. after lunch is closed, then, you know, they run that back and forth. So they're wonderful little folks that we have in our hospital.
What
and it
a
gives
bonus.
Them a sense of purpose. You know, a lot
it
of times after you've
does.
Worked all your life and then you've retired, it makes you feel good to get out and
absolutely
part of the public and help. And
at some of them, they're there. I feel like they're there almost as much as I am.
Amazing.
And they're not paid. It's all volunteer.
Right.
So,
wow, that's huge. It's such a unique and special community that we're in that fosters that and encourages that. And of course, you know, it's personally rewarding also. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the things, too, that I find really exciting, because now Vero Beach Magazine, it used to only be 9 issues every year.
Right. But
now it's every month.
Well, last year we realized that more and more people are coming down here year round. And mm-hmm. our readers were asking for more and more. They love Vero Beach Magazine and people subscribe to it. And we said, we're going to go 12 times a year. And it was very successful. Now we all through the summer, and people are just really happy to have it monthly.
Absolutely.
And for those people that come down, our snowbirds that we love, they also get our magazine sent to them back at their homes up north.
So they're always in the know.
Yes.
Isn't
that clever?
About real
estate down here and new ideas, things that are happening here.
Oh, most certainly. And, you know, the stories are always so fun. I just wonder sometimes how on earth you come up with some of these concepts and great people to interview. I mean, their stories are just amazing. The particular article that I read about the one of the first mansions here on the island.
Oh, in Rio Mar?
In Rio Mar. That was a beautiful story.
Right, that was beautiful, too. Yeah.
I mean, it's just so engaging. And so if people want a subscription, because they can, in fact, go into various venues throughout town and purchase a magazine.
Right. Or they could go to our website, Vero Beach Magazine, and subscribe. Or they could call the office. Number, no.
But that's okay. Or now at the Village Shops, you're going to also be able to have an outlet for them to...
Oh, absolutely. They can come and get our magazine. They can subscribe. We will also have our older magazines.
I was going to say, you're going to have an archive of them, which is so cool.
People like that. So.
Oh, yeah.
Exciting.
And the beautiful spread, you know, they do this great wedding page, you know, and we are becoming a wedding destination. There is no doubt about that. And I love the wedding spreads that you do. It's so glamorous.
Right. And did you see our June issue was beautiful? The bride actually married
which one?
Son of the woman who owns Veranda. And it was beautiful.
Ooh.
On the cover, and it took place at the Breakers in Palm Beach.
Oh, that's right. I do remember
that
cover.
So that was beautiful, mm-hmm. Yes. So we'll be doing that again in June. And I was just looking through the magazine, and I realized we're speaking of moms and Legos and
absolutely.
That type of thing. And most of us know, if you've had children, that you're either picking up Legos, stepping on Legos.
Oh, yes.
Or vacuuming up Legos, maybe. But it reminded me that McKee Botanical Gardens is doing a Lego brick exhibition.
Oh, I want to go check
January
that out.
January 16th or April 12th. And it'll be larger than life sculptures created entirely from Legos.
Awesome.
So that should be fun.
Right up the street at
Bring
McKee.
Bring all the kids, and it'll be fun for adults, too.
I was going to say, I'm going
to
go.
Right? And we don't have to clean them up?
No.
Exactly. We don't have to Brilliant. Step on them at 2 a.m.
I love this.
Exactly.
Great
so that's
concept.
Another good event.
Oh, and that, so that starts this weekend.
January 16th or April 12th, yeah.
Wow,
a lot
that's
going
great.
On this weekend.
It's no shortage. Absolutely not. No shortage at all. You know, one of the things that I wanted to also highlight was that we just got done. We wrapped up the White Glove Love Food Drive. And thanks to the contributions of a lot of our business partners throughout the community, we raised over 1,000 pounds that we donated and took down to the Treasure Coast Food Bank, which will then be distributed to over 200 different outlets throughout the 4-county area. It's really
Fantastic.
Impressive what we can do when we team up. And
oh, that is great.
It is. It's really wonderful. And one of the things that we do throughout the year as a moving company is provide a box for every home that we provide a complimentary estimate to. So whether they use us or not, they get this box and we encourage them. We have a little letter. It talks about the need within our area. And instead of maybe moving that food from the pantry that they haven't tackled yet, you know, they can go ahead and repurpose it and donate it for a great cause. And that really takes into effect in our senior market. You know, a lot of them transition into retirement communities, active communities. And so they're no longer cooking for themselves.
Right.
It's brilliant.
Like cleaning out the cabinets.
Right. So we
Perfect.
Go ahead and take it all in mm-hmm. and repurpose it. So it's good stuff to know and to have at our disposal. Okay. So we've got the Chick Chat and Chocolate. There's going to be 4 opportunities, 2 in Vero, 2 right there at Sebastian River Medical.
Yep. Details on SebastianRiverMedical.com.
Okay. And then, of course, save the date for the February 21st Heart Health Fair.
Yes.
And as active members of the Sebastian Chamber, we would like to really just thank you for purchasing this interview for the last media fair that they did, media auction. How cool was that?
Thank you for having me. This is fun.
You're so good to the community, and we appreciate Sebastian River Medical, hands down. And of course, Vero Beach Magazine at Salty Seaside Social tomorrow.
Salty Seaside Social. Everybody come. It's going to be a lot of fun.
5:30 to 7:30. Yeah, and it's upstairs across from Citron. Be sure to visit theveroinsider.com. And next Wednesday, we've got more in store. Cheers. We are, you can call me Caesar in a dark